The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my brother, and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis Big Dog Woof Woof McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin, snubbed at the Emmys once again, McElroy.
Shit. I'm sorry, Griffin.
Yeah, damn
Griffin,
it. I'm really this sorry. This was my year with
really
my show for Fred Jasso.
Yep.
Yeah, how is Fred Jasso handling the loss?
Fred Jasso's pretty sad. My boy Dapeson Chukwudekis is pretty hard, torn up about it because he had a star turn.
Yeah,
as Fred Jasso.
And I tell you the thing that's most disappointing, Griffin, if I may.
Yeah, sure.
Fred Jasso came out 2 months before that other one, and
it's
nobody's
bullshit.
Talking about it.
It's yeah. It's bullshit because we don't have maybe. Maybe Dapeson Chukwudekis doesn't have an SNL career to fall back on, like, yeah. You know, that he can point to and be like, I got the chops, you know what I mean? Unlike some other...
I mean, he did college improv. It was pretty good.
He did some college improv. It was mostly religious-based.
Yeah.
He
was
the sort of star of the BYU improv circuit.
Can I tell you guys the
real
problem?
Quickly, uh-huh. Real quick, I know that you had a bit you wanted to do, Travis, and I'm so here for it.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Did you guys know, and this would be the kind of thing that we would talk about if Ted Lasso was like a show that everybody was watching or nobody was watching.
Mm.
I feel like it's kind of, sort of in a weird middle ground. But
nobody's talking about Ted Lasso.
Did you guys know there's a conspiracy theory that the guy who plays Roy Kent is CGI?
I do know about this, yeah.
Okay. Which, you know about this?
No.
He anyway. Just he looks unbelievable.
Yeah, he's incredible. I love Brett Goldstein. So here's the thing, you guys. Can I tell you the problem
with
recording
sure.
my brother and me? Because sometimes people are like, you guys don't do enough questions anymore. And you know what?
Okay.
I put together a list this week, and there's some really just absolute bangers in there. But then also, like, Grimace is a taste bud. And, like, that's really kind of
so
all I want to talk
about.
It's so hard,
isn't it? Yeah.
Can I tell
it's
you?
It's so hard.
Here's the wild thing about it. I looked it up. Do you guys know the story behind this? You guys hear about this?
Did you guys hear about this? Travis, you legally, you know you
You're right,
have
I gotta
to
go
do
out, yeah.
your
hear about
your
this?
Minnow. Thank you.
You hear about
Thank
this?
You. Thank you.
So here's the, here's the best part about it, right? Everybody's talking about the fact that Grimace is a taste bud. That's not the best part about it.
Nobody's talking about Ted Lasso. Fuck Ted Lasso.
No, yeah. Nobody's talking
Grimace
about Ted.
Is a
Everybody's
taste
talking
bud.
About Grimace is a taste bud. So this came from this guy, Brian Bates, who is being honored as Outstanding Manager of the Year. Just a manager of one of the branches of McDonald's or whatever. And the interviewer asked him, like, what is Grimace? And Bates just went rogue and went, an enormous taste bud.
Okay, but wait, hold on. What? He shouldn't be allowed to... You shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Why not?
You know what I mean?
He's the manager of the year.
That's
it's,
true.
I get that, but you don't get creative rights. You don't get to arrest the sort of... CCO wheel just because you did a good job running a McDonald's.
But I'll tell you, that's what gets Bates to be the manager of the year, that take charge attitude where it's like, what is Grimace? He's like, well, no, if no one's going to decide, I'll decide right now. Buck stops here. He's a taste bud.
Okay.
I would say a bold call. I mean, he could have said anything else and it would have made a lot more sense.
I thought he was like a lung.
Oh, like one of those, like, this is what happens when you smoke cigarettes?
I thought he was a lung that warned you against vaping.
Oh, I see.
Because it turns your lungs purple.
I see.
Or possibly maybe a very, very, very sick chicken nugget that fell behind a cash register or something for 15 years, and then they upgraded the cash registers, and we're like, what the fuck is that?
So McDonald's had to make an official statement about it.
Yeah.
And tell me if you could tell me which one of these three things Grimace actually is, based on the way they structure this sentence. Whether he's a taste bud, a milkshake, or just your favorite purple blob, the best part about Grimace is that he means different things to different people.
Okay, but he's not a fucking milkshake.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He used to be an evil character who stole milkshakes,
yes,
but that correct. Does not mean that he is a milkshake, you know
no,
what
no,
I mean?
No, that, yeah, that would be wild. Ridiculous.
Just because Fred Jasso runs around stealing all the soccer balls from all the players in London, that doesn't make him a soccer ball. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Do you think that McDonald's, when they originally had the characters of Hamburglar and Mayor McCheese, were angling towards, like, and then one day, the Hamburglar takes his head off and just steals his head to consume it? And
yeah.
They had to, like, talk about it. But here's the thing that I realized reading this story.
Okay.
What do we really know about Grimace? Tell me right now. You guys grew up in, like, the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
What the fuck do you know about Grimace?
He used to have two pairs of arms, like a Goro.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
That's true.
But what do you know about his personality?
He's not
happy to be there.
He's not smart.
Oh, he's filling that Patrick Starr kind of Barney
sort
Rubble.
Of yeah, yeah, both sort of he's filling that void both sort of spiritually and physically.
What you're saying, Griffin, is that Ronald keeps him around to make him look smart?
Did McDonald's in their official statement say whether he's a milkshake or a blob? We don't fucking know.
Yep.
Then maybe you shouldn't have introduced him to the canon.
Well, they also say in the statement, whatever he is, we're just proud our bestie makes people happy. And that's what got me wondering. When you see Grimace, are you like, oh, I'm filled with happiness? Oh, I'm so fucking happy right now?
I would say, first off, you guys have not put that motherfucker in an ad for 20 years.
This
he's
is
not
what
your
I'm
bestie.
Saying.
Yeah.
Shut up.
True.
Your bestie's like corn syrup. Like, it's not Grimace.
Stop I don't even know if they're using that. Ronald that much anymore.
No, they retired all of them when a bunch of real party poopers decided to dress up like killer clowns and hide in bushes and scare people.
Yeah.
Ronald got shuffled aside. Thank you, TikTok, as always.
Good job again, TikTok.
I think they should just be very happy that Brian didn't go wilder because he had the stage.
Yeah.
For some reason, Brian was handed the conch shell. My man could have fully been like, oh, Ronald, he's a sapient wolf.
Yeah,
that's my thing.
Oh, what's Grimace do? Well, he's an alien, and he's here to impregnate all of our pineapples or whatever the fuck.
One thing a lot of people won't tell you is if you lick Grimace, it gets you high.
High mm-hmm. as fuck. And they're lucky.
Oh,
what
is Grimace?
Stuck...
Well, he's a representation of the darkness that lives in all of us.
They're lucky he only stuck to McDonald's properties and wasn't like, he's a taste bud, Gritty's a nut, Gritty's a nut sack. Ah, I can say whatever.
I'm manager of the year, baby.
Grimace is our ideal customer at McDonald's. He's got a big fat hole ready to shove down all the different foods you have.
And a juicy ass.
A juicy ass with plenty of burger space, as we call it.
We love it. And he's shaped kind of like a triangle. That's what we want.
Yeah, because he's kind of a Illuminati.
Yeah. Oh, have we mentioned that we're all in the Illuminati and it all heads back to Ronald? I'm Ooh. Brian Bates. Out!
And it seems like, Mr. Bates, it seems like your store was, there was no turnover increase affected by COVID, and we're just wondering what your secret is.
I fucked Louis the lightning bug! Woohoo! Do you think you're going to get in trouble with the McDonald's higher-ups for these kinds of things? They'll have to catch me! Rubble, rubble! No.
And it's the perfect crime. It's the perfect crime because they can't...
They can't fire you. That would be so... You'd be elected president or, I guess, prime minister. Like, you can't fire you for saying that Grimace is a taste bud.
No. What's going to happen? They're going to elevate him to a place where he can be silenced, right? Like, that's what happened. When you start spilling the beans like this, right, it's like, well, we can't fire him. So now he's going to be, like, you know, a CEO, or, like, he's going to be in charge of, like, food studies or whatever, and we're going to lock him away in, like, whatever McDonald's version of Area 54 is, which is probably just Area 54.
Yeah.
It's not Area 54, is it?
No, it's not, my friend.
Studio 54 is the sexy club.
Okay. And Studio 51 is the science club where they have aliens that dance all night.
Exactly.
Area 54 is the sexy club for nerds that love aliens.
Wait, does that exist? Wait, fuck, does that exist? Because we can capitalize on that.
Definitely. All right, listen, that's enough McDonaldland talk. We talk a lot about McDonaldland characters.
Bring back Birdie. She's a strong character.
Birdie was the one. Birdie was Cookies, right?
I thought Birdie. Well, yeah, because she wouldn't have been.
We literally
nuggets,
times a flat circle.
Yeah, it's true. We can't talk about.
We
this.
Have to break
the nugget
out of the
kids
orbit.
Were nuggets who wanted to be.
We got
to
get out. We got to go. We got to go.
You're right. You're right.
Let's do a question.
Yeah. This is. Did I say this isn't my show?
It's. Well, there's no way.
It's my brother made the advice show for the modern era. Okay. In the before times, I purchased an electric kettle for my office with the intention of providing myself and my coworkers with hot water for tea, which, according to Justin McElroy Power Rankings, one of the top 10 reasons to buy a kettle.
Absolutely.
Is because you want hot water.
Mm-hmm. Well, but it's also a power move to do it for others. Like, you're kind
sharing
of
is
a
caring.
Prometheus at that point.
Sure.
We've been out of the office since March 2020, and we're now being asked to pick up our belongings.
Was there
a fumigation thing?
I'm going to get something ripped a stinky beefer, and then you had to reupholster the place.
COVID-19 is a stinky beefer. We cannot clear out.
Society's stinky beefer.
What's funny is that somebody ripped a beefer in February 2020, unrelated, and they got out just in time, actually. Yeah.
I heard that this beefer was made in the lab. No human could have made a beefer.
And the CEO
said the beefer's being spread on 5G.
The CEO of the company is sending emails every week and like, guys, we're all COVID free. It's aces over here. Don't worry about it. But this beefer
we can't
came
get
back.
It out. It's soaked into the carpet, I think.
We reupholstered the place. Tuesday, it smelled fine. Thursday, the beefer came back.
We think the beefer is hiding somewhere in the drop ceiling. We've got our best people in there.
So anyway, that happened. And now we're being asked to pick up our belongings so the CEO can sell the space.
Good luck. Smells like fart.
Does this tea kettle still belong to me and can I take it home? I have a tea kettle at home already. The exact same kettle, actually. Mate, you must have loved the performance of that bad boy.
Yeah, once you find it, you found it, you know?
Yeah. But I did buy this kettle, and leaving it behind would imply it belongs to the office. I don't want to disappoint any of the people who will work in the new office by taking the kettle, but I don't know if anyone remembers I purchased the kettle to begin with. Is it stealing to take a communal kettle that I purchased? That's from Bubbling in Boston.
I don't think if the CEO's selling the space,
there's no expectation that the kettle would be left behind.
It's not. Yeah,
it doesn't commute the kettle. I think the easiest solution for this is you do raise this up the flagpole to the CEO who lives at the top of the flagpole and say like, hey, I'm not going to make a big deal out of this. This was a gift for my colleagues, but I do want a slice of the profits. From the sale
you mean
of
if
the
they
business.
Sell the space and the kettle goes with it, the estate auction?
Yes, then they should get 5% of the sale.
You could just recreate this communal experience by every time you have a Zoom call, just set out like 12 cups of tea and pour it into it, and then hold it up to the camera so people can take drinks of it and everything. That way, you're still making tea for everybody, and it won't be weird at all.
We're not having enough fake imaginary tea parties on Zoom.
Thank you.
Yep.
We could be having so much more fun with this, which are imaginary biscuits.
Hey, we have to get more work done on these Zoom calls, guys. We've been having too many fucking tea parties. Oh, we're going under. Oh, it's so bad.
I got a lot of thirsty teddies. I feel like this is a non-issue, and maybe it's a very, very expensive kettle. But I also feel like if you have a kettle that is the same kettle already, you don't need two kettles knocking around the house.
But I will also say, as someone who is like cleaned up, so when I worked at the theater, like, and whenever we'd have turnover or whatever, people would always have this like, well, I'll leave this behind and someone else will use it. And it's like, fuck no, take it. Take it away because no one else will use it and it's garbage. Right. So like, don't leave it. They're selling the space. So if you don't take it, no one else is going to take it.
I don't want to zoom in, though. I think what the person is saying is that they didn't develop a strong, they didn't do a good job of branding the kettle as Greg's kettle.
Yes.
Right? They didn't make a big, and honestly, everybody had a lot on their mind. I think when the kettle was first introduced.
Well, this is, they don't clarify when, they just say that they bought it, and then, so if this was like March 1st, yes, good point, Justin, it probably got buried underneath some other news.
That's true.
But I would also say, let this be a lesson to others. If you're going to buy a communal tea kettle, what's the point of doing that if you're not using it to raise your profile in the office? To be like, oh, you like that water? Got pretty hot, huh? Pretty quick. That's thanks to this guy.
Don't burn your mouth on my super hot water.
Yeah. Let go of the material goods. You don't need another kettle.
That's good.
Don't leave it there. Someone else will have to take care of it.
Not someone else will have to take care of it. Like, it just, you don't need, if you get a second kettle, what are you going to do? Upstairs kettle?
No one
is. You have to move. We all love the idea of having a second coffee station in our home somewhere. We all love it. But none of us have, it's like you see people with a bar in their house. Like, what? You got a whole other setup there? You got a bunch of other glasses?
Let's move this to the other room.
Right, exactly. The party continues. No, it doesn't. You got to carry everything over.
It's especially when you're as old as we are, the party will dissipate in 8 steps. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say, though, Justin. No one's going to come through this office space, like touring it to see if they want to purchase it, to be like, and does that 10-cup kettle come with the space? Is that is that included? No. Take it home and give it to somebody else.
But why?
Why, though?
Because it's your responsibility. Why? You brought it into the space. You take it out.
No, incorrect. You gave the gift to the office. It is the CEO's responsibility. They're going to sell this office. They're done with having a physical space for their employees. Fine. But they have to figure out the problem with the tea kettle. You did a generous thing and brought in an office. Honestly, I think not providing a tea kettle to your employees is against OSHA.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, you've convinced me, actually. This is the CEO's problem.
It's the CEO's problem, not yours. They're liquidating.
Take care of the liquid.
What the fuck else are they doing if not figuring this out? You know what I mean? Like, they deliberate all the other shit out, and other people are doing it. And so, like, give them something to do so they feel like, a good day's work. I threw away a tea kettle. Hey, should we approach the wizard?
Yeah,
Can I brush my teeth first? I feel...
Yeah, sure.
I got teeth sweaters, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to... When you supplicate yourself before the wizard of the cloud, you do need to have the freshest.
Well, and the wizard always likes it when you bare your teeth in a sign of submission.
He thinks it's rude when you don't show your teeth at him.
Absolutely.
A lot of people sent this one in over the course of the last couple months, so thank you to everybody who did that. I can't find it. Author info on this one. So let's say it's anonymous, but there it's important question because they ask how to form an animal pack.
Oh,
do you love animals and dream of creating a pack of them with your friends?
Yes,
now
I
you
do.
Can. Now you can.
Wait, with now, your friends?
With your friends. Now you can. You can role play as any animal as long as you know how to form your pack and how to make it fairly realistic.
I'm not interested anymore.
Oh,
fair. Did they type F-A-I-R-L-Y or F-E-R-A-L-L-Y?
Fairly realistic?
Like fairly realistic or fairly realistic?
No, they just mean sort of real. Like, we're going to have fun with our friends and form an animal pack, but we're not going to be like dicks about it.
I thought that this was going to be about how to form a pack of animals, actual
animals. A way cooler and way more useful, practical WikiHow article.
Because here's the thing. I don't need them all the time.
No.
But I like the idea of like, oh man, some shit's going down to me. And then just like, you know, a pack of wolves shows up like, you called Travis? And I'm like, yes, tonight we hunt.
Yeah. I would do birds, probably some sort of bird of prey, some sort of raptor of the sky, like a hawk or something like that, just so I don't have to like keep tabs on them when I'm not using them.
Oh, fucking raven would be cool. Are you kidding me?
Well, seven Travis,
squad of like ravens?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, collect members.
We don't know how to do that.
No.
We don't know how to collect ravens?
No, like to gather a pack. If we as a species knew how to have a pack of, like collect a pack of animals, there'd be a WikiHow about it.
That's true.
That's a good point. But this is how to have fun with your friends, like at a park, at a park or something.
Absolutely. I'd love to have some fun with my
friends. One, collect members. If you want to be an outsider and live with up to four people or less, you are not a full pack, and therefore your miniature pack does not have to have a name.
Okay. Wow.
Members who want to be part of a pack should join a pack with at least five people or more. So just to start things out with, if it's less than five people, you are not a pack, you don't deserve a name, and get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of this park, because this is for real animal packs only.
Does it mention in there, can it be a virtual pack, Griffin? Like, can we?
It absolutely cannot be a virtual pack, Travis.
That fucking sucks.
Thank you for your terrible question.
But some of my pack lives in, like, San Francisco.
Tough. Okay. Ugh. Listen.
You can't zoom your pack?
You can't zoom your pack
these days.
Listen. Hey, this article takes some twisty turns. Decide ranks for your pack. Miniature packs don't have ranks. Another reason why, if you're rocking with less than five people, you got a clown cluster. That's not a pack.
We
That's
can all agree that that is something that has come up in real life for that person who's writing this article, right?
Yeah.
Like, and Jerry, before you fucking ask me again, no, three is in a pack, okay?
There must be a leader, and the fairest way to do this is to hold an election. You know, like wolves do. Remember
Does it
not
say
to vote.
That?
No, remember not to vote for yourself. If there is a tie, have a mini wrestle or rock, paper, scissors battle. Then let the audience vote for who they think is the best. So,
If animals, any animal, could vote for itself, it would absolutely do that.
100 times
out
of 100.
Why the fuck can't I vote for myself?
Existence is voting for yourself. Every day.
I think I'd be a great leader. Like, that's not a rule that exists in any other election ever. Like, oh, yeah, president lost by one vote because they weren't allowed to vote for themselves.
Shit, that's embarrassing.
Fucking sucks.
The rest of the pack can decide whether they want to be
also, they just kind of dropped the word audience, by the way. I assume they mean the rest of the pack, but
everyone's there watching, loving it.
There is a chance that if you're hanging out with your animal pack at the park, there might be a bit of an audience.
Yeah, I would guess. I mean, you see people watching the SCA people down at the park. You know,
yeah,
it's similar. Thing. Society for Creative Animals.
Decide what animal the members in the pack will be, and this includes mini packs. Hold an election. If there's a draw, have everyone vote on the top two. Very democratic process forming an animal pack is.
Yeah, I have to say this. This is where I feel like this person writing this article has not done this. Because I feel like I have a hard enough time getting friends together to like play a board game without a very clear idea of like what game we're gonna play. There's no way you could get a bunch of people together to do this unless you have the specific animal ahead of time to lure them into this activity.
I also really feel like just by the very nature of this, that there should be a step in this WikiHow that's just like, hey, newsflash, if you're the one reading this WikiHow, you're the leader.
You're the leader, and you get to pick the animal and everything.
Right?
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? Reach out to somebody and be like, hey, I want you to be in charge and pick the animal. I just really love the idea of it. No, you're in charge. Take charge.
Who's deciding who the president of the animal pack is and then deciding what the animal says? Because that's a good way to get stuck with being like King Idiot Bird or whatever.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Also, it's like, I have different friends, though. Dixell is the leader of different animal groups.
Exactly.
I mean?
Thank you. Yes. Name your pack.
Griffin, I would make you the leader of like a parrot type group.
Oh, wow. Justin. Did I just repeat the shit? That's real nice, Trav.
No, because of your beautiful plumage.
Sure.
Because you talk good. Okay. Justin, I think I would probably make you the leader of, you know, like.
Wow, Justin
know, like,
can't even think of
gazelles.
It.
Gazelles.
Okay.
Giselle Bundchen?
Yeah, I would make you the leader of a bunch of Giselles.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think I'd be the leader of like some really cool like wolves.
You can't vote for yourself though.
Can't vote for yourself.
Fuck. Okay, I think I'd be a werewolf then.
All right, name your pack. This one's optional for mini packs. I was so glad because I wanted to form a mini pack, and I thought after the first point, this article was not going to be for me, but they keep breaking me off little crumbs, and I appreciate that. Try to use creative names instead of a more common one. Hold an election for the pack names, and if there's a tie, let the leader decide. Again!
Jesus.
Unbelievable.
What is the leader's job if not to decide these things?
This is where the shit takes a turn. Decide your character's name, gender, appearance, and backstory. You don't have to, but it's more fun and makes your pack more realistic. Okay, so, all right, I need my boys together for the wolf pack. Oh, oh! First of all, we didn't vote on the animal. Okay, you're right. I want to be kangaroos. Okay, we're a kangaroo pack. Who's in charge? I'm in charge. Great. My name is Mephistopheles Karistikov, and I am a gray kangaroo with a jetpack.
Okay.
Do we get to
have a layer of? Can we do like a quick note session?
Can we do this? Do we vote on that? No, we do not. Shit. Okay.
I don't know. It just feels like kind of a hat on a hat. I mean, a little bit. It's gonna be hard enough to convince people that we're kangaroos,
right?
Did you, as the kangaroo, make the jetpack, or did like a scientist give it to you? I found it in a cave. What? Yeah. It's a magical jetpack. Okay. Now, okay, Derek, real quick, can we step outside the bit for a second? It's a magical jetpack?
Like, yes! I'm sorry you lost the Alpha Kangaroo election, but like, you're kind of being an asshole right now. Right now you are.
And my jetpack lets me control the mind of other kangaroos.
No, okay. Hey, no, all right. No. That's great, Derek. Okay, so map out your territory, whatever. Get ally packs. Once you have about 10 to 20 members, what the fuck? Try to form alliances with other packs. After all, there's strength in numbers.
Yeah, you know how you've heard of other people doing this thing
around
you? Not, good news.
It's a jump after a jump, because it's like, once you have invited 15 other people, hey, yeah, me and my friends do this thing. It's pretty cool. And 15 people join, you're like, oh, damn, did you hear about this rival group of 20 fake koala bears? Let's go get them. Let's go beat their asses, though, because that is actually, sorry, spoiler alert, the next tip, get rival packs. Once you've got 20 to 30 members, start turning down offers for others to join your pack, or let the leader decide. Doesn't say vote on it on this one, but I do think that that's an option. If you decline, you could suggest they create a rival pack.
I would like to address the big fake elephant in the room.
Okay.
And say that, if anybody's reading this and thinks, actually, that sounds like fun. You're a furry, and that's fine. Go do
that's
that.
Fine. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's fine, but like, why are you putting in? I bet there are several furries listening to this who are like, that sounds like so much fucking work.
Yeah, a lot of work. Not,
how about just like get a costume and you like live your life?
Yeah. Can you imagine going and they're like, oh, I'd love to be an animal pack. And then they're like, yeah, we're fucking kangaroos. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm actually not. You can all be kangaroos. And I was adopted by kangaroos and I'm a marmoset or whatever.
That
like,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Awesome. Actually, I'd watch that. I'd watch that Unlikely Animal Friends story.
Now that I think about it, that actually is really cool. Like, I'm a cheetah cub that was adopted by kangaroos and I protect them now. Yeah, fuck yeah. Actually, you don't need to. Kangaroos are fucking terrifying.
Yeah, they're really scary. It all kind of culminates here. I mean, there's more tips after this one, but tip number 10 is have battles and border raids.
No!
These can be acted out as, once again, mini wrestles or rock, paper, scissors battles.
Actually, no, take that back. I would love to watch that.
I would love to watch adults have a mini wrestle on the quad. That would be good for me, actually.
Okay, okay. But here's my question, and this is very important. It's not clarified here.
Yeah.
If there is a border dispute betwixt, say, a gang of rhinoceroses and a gang of kangaroos, when they mini wrestle, do they have to wrestle in the manner of kangaroos and rhinoceroses, or do they wrestle in human manner?
First of all, the collective name for rhini is a crash of rhinoceri, which is very good, and you gotta respect that. I think you may have accidentally backed up into what would be the best sort of animal squad. Like, if a crash is coming your way, you don't want to mini wrestle with a crash of rhini.
This is what I'm saying.
No way.
What if it's like a bunch of lemurs, right? And you're a gang of rhinoceri. And you're like, and you're like, oh, we can take lemurs. But then they show up, and it's like some, like, 6'8", absolutely built human beings. You're like, we are the lemurs. And you're like, fuck!
Most jacked people are secretly lemurs.
This is what I'm saying. And here you are, like, 120-pound soaking wet rhinoceri. And like, you're like, fuck, you know what? We've overplayed our hand. I do not want to mini wrestle.
And once again, Travis, you have brought up a really interesting edge case, because a group of lemurs is called a conspiracy of lemurs. And that's tough to beat. A conspiracy of lemurs versus a crash of rhinoceri is, that one's a fucking toss-up.
I want to say 2 points. The first is we basically did what they're describing in our Safety Town episode of My Brother, My Brother.
I mean, yeah, it happens. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a real thing. Yeah.
But the other thing I want to say is that you guys know how many Spider-Man villains have done this exact same thing?
Yeah.
It kind of trips you out when you think about it. Like that one guy got armor and he's like, I'm a Rhino now. And everybody's like, I don't think so.
I don't believe you're a
person. And it's like, okay, you want to challenge me? Because I'm going to fucking hit you in the face with myself. And you're like, fuck, yeah. You're right. You're a vulture, fucking... you say? No way. Oh, look at him. Hurrah! He's up there. Fuck.
Oh, fuck, my arm. Ow, shit, my arm fell off. Oh, grew back. I'm lizard now.
Ah, damn
it.
Are you saying
that they're like this, but they're more committed? Like, because they're able to deliver on some of the animal abilities, it's like less.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if someone was like, I'm a rhino, and you're like, no, you're not. And they charge us through like a fucking concrete wall, you're like, fuck.
Maybe yeah, he you, is might a actually, rhino. You might.
I'll be damned.
If you charge through a concrete wall, you might be a rhino. I'm just saying, man, that there are certain abilities that someone could demonstrate in front of me that would make me say, like, well, fuck. I got, you know what? I'm going to look at you differently from no one.
Yeah.
You are a fucking... If somebody's like, I'm a vulture, and I was like, no, you're not, and then they, like, took off into the air and then buried their heads into a rotting carcass, I'd be like, well, fuck, okay.
Oh, fuck, damn.
Right. Cool, that's man, Michael I'm Keaton. Not going to challenge you anymore. I'm so sorry.
Michael Keaton's eating a dead buffalo that's been there for a while. Holy shit.
I knew awesome. It, man. That guy's committed awesome. As fuck. Can I also say that there's part of me, the 12-year-old, and maybe even older than that, Travis, would have been like, yeah, let's go fucking be a pack of wolves in the park. That sounds fucking awesome. Like, I would have totally done this, and I maybe have poked fun at this thing that I would sincerely want to do.
Yeah, sure. Just to burn down the rest of the list, let everyone know about it as step 11 with posters all around the campus. You're
oh,
not
no, no,
do
no,
that.
No, 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 no,
get
no,
the leader
no. Hey,
make...
let me say, as a person who has cared about things before, don't do that.
Don't do that. Get the leader to make about 3 to 5 rules that all pack members must obey. There's no way that could go bad.
Now, that is also the best part about being an alpha wolf in any wolf pack is having to make and enforce rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get all the spaghetti. Charles, I don't know what that means, but it is on the ledger. So
only 6 beers per night, per person, per day.
Charles, that's a lot.
That was
only 7 beers.
You just said 6. No, wait, you just said 6, Charles.
I'm thirsty. I know what I said.
Grimace is a taste bud.
You can't actually put
Brian,
that one.
You can't actually do that.
You don't that's even work at McDonald's anymore.
That's established anymore. Not since you smashed through the wall of the break room yelling about how you are a rhinoceros. They,
now,
they
don't get me wrong. It
you.
Established a lot of rhinoceros cred.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and sure. And Jerry Maguire style, you did pull a lot of people away from that company to join your rhino company.
But you don't seem to have any kind of like business plan. And we all kind of thought this would be a rhino business.
Yeah.
And you know what? We were wrong. But we didn't know. We were all so confused and we breathed in so much dust from just the plaster you had shattered into the air. And we were all, can we go back to work? Hey, Charles, can we go get our jobs back, please?
You know, these alt-right goofballs are calling a lot of more traditional conservatives rhinos, like Republican in name only. And do they not realize that that's like, that sounds awesome.
Yep.
Like, you're being a real fucking rhino right now. Like, you mean the big strong animal with the horn that
hell
charges
yeah,
it and blows up a Jeep by running into it? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's some of my political humor.
I love it.
Hey, can we take a quick break and come right back with more great comedy?
Are we gonna do ads?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's another way of saying it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to spice it up a little bit.
Well, you just made it sound like we were gonna like
take a quick break and then let Justin and Travis and Griffin take it. The Commerce Boys.
Yeah.
That's their cause. Money Bros.
And then we'll come back, sort of the fun. We'll be like, get out of here, you business.
Business
we
boys.
We should change our name to the Finance Bros.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
I don't. That's taken, anyway. Actually.
Okay, we're now, come on. It's time to go to the Money Zone.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are or what you have. Life can be stressful. I am living my best life. everything is just sunshine and rainbows and Skittles for me. And you know what? I still have issues. There's still things. Everybody feels it, except for Griffin. Griffin's never felt anxiety in his entire life. But other than that, everybody else has stuff. And you know what? It's totally okay to talk to somebody. In fact, I would encourage you to. I started doing therapy about 4 years ago. And it has absolutely changed my life for the better. And everyone I know who has tried therapy or tried just talking to somebody, it's really helped. And you may not be feeling, you know, like you need it or anything like that. But if your stress is high, you could probably take a chance to unload and do that, man. It really helps. Talk to somebody who's completely unbiased about your life, someone who isn't going to judge you or take sides. It can really help. So check out BetterHelp. It's customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, and it can be more affordable than in-person therapy. See if it's for you. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and my brother and me listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/mybrother. Have your first session in under 48 hours at BETTERHELP.com/mybrother.
DoorDash going to get it to your door, no matter what it is. What do you need? Hamburger, dishwasher, soap, liquid. Dishwasher, soap, liquid. Taco Bell. DoorDash is here to help you get these things to your door and more. Because they're not just doing restaurant food anymore, folks. They can get you snacks, drinks, and household essentials from the grocery in like 30 minutes with DoorDash.
Can they bring me food from my friend's house?
Does your friend live at Burger King?
Well, what if I had my friend meet the driver at Burger King and give the food to them there, and then the driver would bring it back to me?
This seems like mule territory.
Oh, yeah. I see that. You know what? I'll keep working on the bugs here, and I'll get back
to you. Yeah, crack them. DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now, right to your door. And guess what? You can get grocery essentials you need with DoorDash, too. Drinks, snacks, other household items delivered in under an hour with the contactless delivery drop-off setting. I also just saw on the freaking app that they're starting to do, like national shipping. So if you want some Katz's Deli, They can get that to your door in a couple days. That's pretty tight. Also,
I'd love to get a classic Santa Fe bagel. You know what I mean? I can't get Santa Fe bagels anywhere.
Yeah, you got to get those. And they do
it's
a special
the best
thing.
Bagels. Where, it's the best yeah, they bagels.
They just put them on a zip line, and the bagel zips down the line to your door. That's a special thing they do, because Santa Fe is the highest point in the country. So for a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code MABIMBAM. And it's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code MABIMBAM. Don't forget, that's code MABIMBAM for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
Congratulations, you've won a ticket to attend an exclusive opportunity in a relaxing environment with two lovers.
Wow. Well, this sounds like a sort of proposition of sorts, but really it's an ad for our podcast. Wonderful. It's a show we do here on Maximum Fun where we talk about things that we like and things that we're into.
I'm Rachel McElroy, and you just heard Griffin McElroy, and we are excited for you to join us as we talk about movies and music and books.
Things like sneezing or the idea of rain.
Can you get news or information you can use?
Absolutely, you cannot, because we're here to talk to you about pumpernickel bread.
You can find new episodes on Wednesdays.
So catch the wave!
How about another question?
Sure.
I recently moved to a new
state.
Wait,
really?
What?
No jokes? No, none of your cut-ups? None of your classic cut-ups? Okay.
No, not cut-ups. I recently moved to a new state, and I didn't...
Freaking guy! This freaking guy!
Justin! How could
but
you?
That's enough of the question for the question asker
Mom,
to recognize
Dad,
it.
Get out of my podcast. Come on.
Wait.
You don't understand me.
Wait, is this a parent protest?
I want a munch.
Squad.
Squad.
I was kind of going for a Beastie Boys.
No, I got that, but the problem is the question asker listening to the show will be like, oh, my question. Oh, no.
We'll get back to it. I already decided this.
We are not going to get it. There's no way we're going to get back to it.
Yeah, we're going to get back to it.
Okay, we're going to do a 2-minute munch squad.
Because these are quick.
All right.
This is quick ones. Panda Express to test orange chicken sandwich. This is just to say how fucking
dare you. Hold on, wait. Did you say
Panda Express to test orange chicken sandwich? And this is just to say how fucking dare you. We're trying to hear.
I thought you said detests.
they came up with it. They were like, yuck.
Fuck this. Awful. This.
Also, just from that headline.
Why did we wander in the chicken sandwich wars? How dare us?
Just from that headline, I would like to think that the test is like, can we even do this?
Wouldn't it be great if Panda Express is like, we were going to, and then we realize we can't do this, and we wanted to announce our restraint.
Here's the problem, guys. The orange chicken, it's all sloppy. We put it on the sandwich, the bread gets all sloppy. We don't know what the fuck to do with this.
I hate it.
I hate this. Falls apart.
You know the chicken sandwich wars were attempted to be ended by Popeyes, right?
Yeah, right. Of course.
This is like a month ago. It's still fucking going. Panda Express is like, can we get up in this? It's like, please, I'd rather you didn't.
No.
Taco Bell is like, I don't know if we're in it or not. And now you got Jack in the Box, which has introduced the new cluck chicken sandwich and a BBQ cluck chicken.
Okay. All right.
So the reason I'm... Jack in the Box, when the nation...
That's all right. Hey, if you need a minute.
Jack in the Box announced the rollout of its new cluck chicken sandwich, MBBQ cluck chicken sandwich, accompanied by
Thank you for pronouncing that correctly, by the way. No one ever pronounces that word right.
Tongue-in-cheek marketing campaign meant to poke fun at the infamous chicken wars, which I will remind everyone, as I try to every episode, has claimed human lives.
Mm-hmm.
Along with the significantly bigger and crispier upgrade of the cluck chicken, and this new cluck BBQ cluck chicken and a BBQ deluxe cluck chicken. Imagine standing before another human, same species as you, and saying, oh me, I'll take a BBQ deluxe cluck chicken sandwich. The brand broke the news last week with a humorous video press release announcing that Jack Box.
Try again.
Which I guess is the name of the company, because it just says Jack Box here, which I thought was
a different thing. Yeah.
Arnie's thing. Purchased the town. Jack Box had purchased the town.
What?
Of Chicken, Alaska, effectively owning chicken and winning the chicken wars for good.
Okay. Oh my God. Okay. No, yeah, great. Great. No, yeah, great. There's nothing bad could happen out of that, right? To have a company town? Like
cut,
the old timey coal fields?
5 years from now when Jack Box fucking secedes.
Yeah, or when Jackbox only pays people in Chicken, Alaska with company script to get more chicken fries.
To announce the rollout of the new chicken sandwiches, the brand leaned into its playful and comedic identity with a campaign surrounding CEO Jackbox's purchase of the small town of Chicken, Alaska in exchange for... Now, you may take a moment here to think about America's own troubled history with purchasing land for a rather ridiculous... things that are not money. So now I'll complete the sentence and said that it bought the town of Chicken, Alaska in exchange for 10,000 cluck chicken sandwiches.
Oh boy.
That doesn't seem like a lot of money.
It's no money. It's 10,000 sandwiches.
That's a good point, Juice.
It's 10,000 sandwiches, right?
Yeah.
And they allowed the brand to own chicken for good. Jackbox solidified the deal after a friendly negotiation with current Chicken Town owners, Sue and Max, which I would love to be in the negotiation. I'm assuming that started at 8,000 chicken sandwiches. Sue and Max got them up to 10, which good for them.
You got to be so careful in those negotiations, because this could be genie rules, right? Where you ask for that and then they deliver them all at once. And you're like, fuck, I can't eat 10,000 chicken sandwiches by the time this goes bad. And you're like, well, you should have worded it more carefully. You want one chicken sandwich every day for 10,000 days. That's how you want to phrase it, my friends.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, it is not clarified in here how these will be like doled out.
Mm-hmm.
What's the population of Chicken, Alaska?
I'm betting 2.
12. Yeah. Damn. 12, hold up.
12 what?
12 people live there. So I'm
in Chicken, Alaska.
Yeah, only 12 people. So let me just run some quick numbers. 10,000 divided by 12. This is going to be crazy. 800, each one of the members of the chicken community gets 833 and a third chicken sandwiches. That's so many. They're going to be so sick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So they did. Yeah, they did this whole ad about it.
You sound fucking bummed out, Juice.
Oh, man. This one's hard because Jack in the Box, usually I love all their antics. I'm just going to play a little bit of the commercial. We're not going to listen to the whole thing, obviously.
Okay, Jack. Chicken is the French Riviera of Alaska.
Okay.
And by purchasing Chicken Alaska, not only will you win these so-called chicken wars, but you'll also get the Chicken Creek Saloon, the Chicken Creek Cafe, the Chicken Mercantile Emporium, Cozy Cabins, and much more.
Interesting. Okay, hear me out. My new Cluck sandwich is bigger, crispier, and better than ever. And I will straight up give you 10,000 of them if you let me own chicken. Plus, I'll throw in a commemorative hat.
Wow, 10,000 sandwiches. Is your sandwich
Fuck
that
you.
Good?
What can I say?
All right, Jack, you've got a deal. Chicken is yours.
And it's just that he didn't just buy it for 10,000 sandwiches. Bought it for 10,000 sandwiches and a hat.
Yeah.
And that's pretty messed up also because there's two people on the phone.
I get it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Fuck. You know what else I love about that ad is that this spokesperson for Chicken Alaska named several small businesses. The Chicken Mercantile Emporium. The Chicken Creek Saloon. The Chicken Creek Cafe. All of which will probably be put out of business by the importing of 10,000 chicken sandwiches into this town of 12.
Yeah, that's I can't do the math on that, but it's a. I just will say it's a lot of sandwiches per person. And then what really chaps my ass about this commercial, which by the way, in the 13 days since its release, has had 2,354 people view it, or one guy view it a lot
of times.
There's a message at the end where it says, no, we didn't really buy Chicken Alaska with our new chicken sandwich. Come on. Oh. That's ridiculous. Just like the chicken wars are ridiculous. There's nothing fucking funnier for me when you do a big crazy campaign like this. There's nothing funnier than when you're like, also, we were joking. Hey, everyone.
You get it,
this
right?
This is a joke. And when they say, but we're proud to call Chicken Alaska our new friends and partners.
Okay.
But they just, and then they did, then and then it says, while we don't own Chicken Alaska, because they're kin guys, this was a joke that we did for a laugh to promote chicken. While we don't own Chicken Alaska, we did donate $10,000 to help the town recover from the pandemic.
Oh, could you give them money, please?
Money?
They did.
They did.
I said,
I was still thinking about 10,000 sandwiches.
No. Although, I mean, an act of largesse like that, I'm sure would have been very meaningful at the beginning, you know, because the dollar value, I don't know what these sandwiches cost, but it's probably more than a buck, right? You would think
probably
they could
more.
Give, you would think if you're going to do a bit where you give them 10,000 Cluck sandwiches in exchange for your town, that maybe you could give them the cash equivalent of 10,000 sandwiches, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you would think that would be kind of a nice.
It's not, but it's not as clean, is it?
It's just not as clean, I guess.
All right, what's that price on that BBQ Cluck sandwich? They're not going to show me on the website, are they?
No, it's not.
Fucking cowards.
We don't have a Jack in the Box around here, so I don't even know what I'm supposed to
say. It's at least, what, $2.50, $3?
Gotta be.
This is a big boy with, I see, I'm looking at a picture of it, 4 pickles on it. That's not free.
I recently moved to a new state and I don't have any friends here with children. Due to the pandemic, scouts aren't posting up outside grocery stores to take your cash. How do I secure access to Girl Scout cookies without an existing kid connection? That's from Still Mad About Savannah Smiles in Savannah. How do you get,
I mean, there's, to put jokes outside of the room, there's an app. There's an app.
Is there an app for that?
There's an app for that. Yeah, it is called the Cookie Finder, and they'll help you get where you're going here. Now, are you going to have to drive an hour and a half to get there? Maybe, but it's worth it. How do you bet it? Yeah,
because that's the thing. I don't want to give my cookie dollars to like a Girl Scout who's not going to appreciate going to camp, or maybe it's just a real jag.
Yeah. And also, I mean, you got to be like, I have, I have my squad that I go to because I trust their product, but you can't just like go to, stop outside of some CVS where you see somebody who might be selling, cut tagalongs.
Absolute yeah. Sniggle fricks.
Yeah. You don't know.
Sorry. Is this baking soda?
What the fuck?
Yeah, there is baking soda.
You put coconut in this? That's if you don't like coconut and it's in something that's not supposed to have it.
Okay.
I got it. That's a, you almost wonder if coconut was the right thing to pick.
Yeah, right. Explain that you didn't really buy Chicken Alaska.
It's 2021. There's digital resources for your literal every human desire. It's tough to deal with a question like this, knowing that that is always 100% going to be true.
I was so disappointed because there's a thing on the website that says you can text cookies to 59618.
And then what happens?
happened was they sent me a link.
Yeah.
And what it did was it just sent me the Girl Scout cookies website. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
That's such a disappointment.
You kind of just want an automated text response to that to pop up that says, "We're on our way. We know what you need, Justin. We're on our way."
Can I just say, as a parent, and I don't like to play that card very often, as a parent, I searched what the cookie rewards are for Girl Scouts to sell these motherfuckers. This is some Chuck E. Cheese prize counter level bullshit.
Yeah.
For the amount of work that I, the actual person, am going to have to do to deliver these fucking cookies, and yeah. You've got inflatable ottoman on there? Come on.
That's some garbage.
That's a mini disco ball? Fuck you. Come on. Shake blanket sack. What the fuck even is this?
What the fuck are you talking about? You just ran into a Spencer's Gifts with your arms outstretched and you just knocked some shit off the shelves into a basket and said, go for it.
This is fucking horse apples. Ugh. Yeah. A Frisbee. If you sell 65 boxes or more, you get a fucking Frisbee. Butterfly carabiner. For 90, they have placed a butterfly carabiner above a glow-in-the-dark flying disc. Fuck you!
I do want to point out, Travis, that the gifts are really just a way to say thank you. You're not buying the gifts. What you're buying with this is the sense that you're helping a great organization.
The fuck I'm not buying the gifts, Justin?
It's not about the gifts.
You're too old. You don't remember what it was like out there selling Vidalia onions to your church people. Ugh, this fucking sucks. When I sold the most Vidalia onions in Choquire, you know what I got? $200 cash.
Wait, I remember this now, and it's just now, as a 34-year-old man hitting me as weird, that you guys did sell onions.
I sold boxes of Vidalia onions. The sweeter than an apple vegetable was the slogan. Very confusing.
Not true. Not a fact. Not very sweet Vidalia onions.
And here's what they don't tell you. When you sell the most boxes of Vidalia onions, at one point you will have in your house a lot of boxes of Vidalia onions.
Many onions, yes.
And then, like a reverse loan shark, you have to hunt down the people who gave you their names at some point and say, "Hey, do you remember a month ago when I tricked you into buying a box of onions? It's your problem now.
You need to act on this. My house smells like Shrek's swamp. Please."
Hey, Mom and Dad, load up the fucking Chrysler, the Voyager, with some boxes of stinky, bitter apples. We're going to take them to church and hope that Judy will be there. Because she got 10 of these motherfuckers for some reason. And if she's not there, bad news, load them back up.
She definitely thought she was just buying 10 onions, not 10 boxes of onions, but that's fucking Judy's problem now.
Now imagine if, for all this work, I brought home an inflatable ottoman.
It's not even a chair.
The Girl Scouts figured out the game, though. Like, they have the cookies there. And they're like, you could be... When I was a kid and I had to make money for band or whatever, it was a really wild system where you would show up at someone's door and you'd be like, hey, do you like caramel turtles? They'd be like, yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting.
You'd be like, do you want to eat some in 6 weeks? And they'd say, I guess. And then I'd be like, all right, give me $20. What, now?
Yep.
And I promise that I, a child, will definitely bring you this candy later.
A child, will bring it to you. And then you say, and then 6 weeks later, which is, I will say though, adults, if this does happen, this is an amazing gift you could give to yourself.
Yeah.
Because it is so rare that a child just walks up to your door and be like, here's the candy. Like, oh, hell yeah. Thanks, past me. I appreciate it. But it's a wild system. Like, remember when you bought some caramel turtles from me? Hell, no, absolutely not.
Oh, they died in the intervening 6 weeks. So I guess that these are my inheritance now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The other system that was very broken was, here is a box of candy bars. You, a 12-year-old with no impulse control, are now in charge of these candy bars. And we expect you to sell all of them for $1. And what that translates to you is, hey, mom and dad, I'm going to need $30 because I ate all of them because I'm a child and I was given a box of candy and no oversight.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I would eat into my profits constantly.
Yeah.
I got high on my own supply, mom and dad. Thanks so much for the 30 cold ones.
Just crunching right into a fucking Vidalia onion like an Iron Chef does it.
Oh, why'd I sell so many of those stinky bastards?
Fuck, you sold a lot of onions, though, Travis. I think that's a testament to your charisma. That you sold a lot of onions.
It was a lot. I used every trick in the book, in the Vidalia onion selling book.
They do. You guys are joking, but they do this with, like, oranges.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, wait, we're not joking. We're joking about onions.
Wait, really?
I did that.
Bub.
You did that? I thought you guys were having some fun.
You were there.
Sweeter than an apple vegetable.
I sold like 120 boxes. They were stacked up in our dining room. How do you not? They were next to the air conditioner.
That's so much funnier that it's real, because I thought it was a joke for podcast, and I thought it was a little bit
changed
for my sensibilities. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been like, fucking buy a case of sex dolls or something.
No,
you know what I mean? For the podcast,
nah, dude,
you
want to
get
real.
It kind of ribbled.
I shared a bedroom with Travis during these trying times, and it was like living, is like sleeping inside of a giant's armpit. It was tough stuff.
Especially after we had some of those boxes for like a week, and it was getting harder to track down some of these deadbeats. And it was like, hey, I'm worried that by the time I get these onions to them, the product's going to be just ruined. And who's that on? Is that on me? Is that on them? Do I have to replace it? What is happening? Oh, we ate a lot of onions in those days.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's scoot. Let's scoot.
Yeah, let's scoot. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. We very much appreciate it. The top story right now, though, is September 24th at 9 p.m. You're going to be watching Sawbones and My Brother and Me in a virtual show. It will be the first My Brother and Me thing of fall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
bit.ly/mbmbam. Virtual is the link. You can get a VOD available for 2 weeks after the show. It's going to be, everyone who has attended these has uniformly said they had a lot of fun at them.
Some of them said it changed their life. Some of them said their crops grew after years of
all different
just, like,
things
salted earth.
That are very
just
good.
Incredible. Yeah. We've also got some new merch over at macroymerch.com. We got our pin of the month, the Dr. Shack pin, which benefits the World Central Kitchen. We've got the Phantom Sea Coast Co. pin. We've got an Adventure Zone temporary tattoo flash sheet designed by Lynn Doyle, which benefits the Asian Prisoner Support Committee. And also, we got a lot of other fun stuff over there you should check out from past season lines that you're going to just absolutely live. I do some streaming over on Twitch. Been playing Deathloop recently. I'm going to play more of it too because it fucking rules. You can check that out at twitch.tv/thetravismcroy. You guys want to push any of your specific projects or?
I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, man. I'm just honestly, I do it for the craft. Oh, hey, gross. Thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Check out that track. Check out the video. It's on Tidal. Maybe. And you want a final Yahoo?
Yes. Absolutely.
This final Yahoo was sent in by Dave Grohl. Thank you, Dave. It's asked by one of the other Foo Fighters guys.
Whoa.
Who says and asks with the question, who's trying to go to Pound Town on this trampoline with me? The guy from Foo Fighters. Sting? Slash? Buckethead? Bucket Man. Who wants to go to Pound Town on a trampoline with Bucket Man? Me, from Foo Fighters. I love you.
What is just it has to be the last one. You can't keep doing it.
I can't keep I mean, there's a lot of them on here, Juice.
You can't keep doing it.
There's a lot of them on here, Juice. There's gigabytes of them left on here. I haven't even touched.
My name
them
is
yet.
Justin McElroy, and my brother can't keep doing
it. I'm Travis
this.
McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.